from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Mitch Holtis is here with us today. Mitch, it's good to see you. It's been a while. How you been?
How about the launch of this? This is so cool. I've been doing great, man. I've been at camp for 30 days. In Vasilikos Hall, man, my cinder block dorm room. I go back to my freshman year of college every time I go up there, but it's such an awesome time. It's just so much gets done, but it's developing relationships. It's huge. And Andy runs incredible camp. So, but this man, 96.5 The Fan, historic. It's just pretty cool what's going on here.
I'm trying to think, and you've certainly been around the Kansas City area for quite some time. I can't think of a football season that was more anticipated than this one. When you think about the Chiefs going for an unprecedented 3 in a row, K-State's ranked, KU's ranked, Missouri is ranked. There's big-time expectation for almost every local football team right now. I can't think of a buzz or an energy around a football season that was greater than the one we're about to face.
People are even excited about, Avila, Benedictine, Baker, and St. Mary's. I know it's never happened. Not to have all of the teams basically anticipated to be at or near the top of their games. If you look at it historically, like the best Mizzou team, and that was such a great year last year, and they've done an excellent job recruiting. They're just pumping out NFL dudes like crazy. Avery Johnson's an exciting player, very exciting. I'm not sure K-State's had anybody like him since Lynn Dickey, really, as far as being a pro potential. And then what Leipold has done at Kansas, they got dudes now. They got a bunch of dudes that are going to be in the NFL. And then to chase history to try for a three-peat, you're right. It's never been like this.
What's the biggest thing that you learned at camp? Because I've had this stance. And I understand from a team standpoint, but from my standpoint, only bad things can happen at camp. You know, somebody gets injured, something happens. We know this roster. There weren't a lot of position battles. The thing I learned the most has been Carson Steele. I look at his history and his pedigree. He ran for almost 1,600 yards at Ball State. And then last year at UCLA, he ran for 5 yards a carry and 900 yards. Every year there's an undrafted running back or a guy that falls late into the NFL draft like Isaiah Pacheco that breaks through and puts together a good pro career. I'm not saying that's 100% what Carson Steele is going to be, but you at least give yourself the chance if you're the Chiefs to hold that lottery ticket. And what if this guy is way better than the scouts predicted he was going to be?
Can I name drop on you here?
Go ahead, of course.
So this summer I was at an event and David Letterman was there. So he's Mr. Ball State Cardinal, right? I go, do you know what's going on with the Chiefs? Not only do we have Nick Jones, who's a Ball State Cardinal. I said, you know about this Carson Steele guy? So I looked it up and showed him his video game numbers that he had at Ball State. And the other night, and I talked to Carson about this afterwards, I go, I hope you think it was a compliment. Because when he scored the touchdown, I go, the Chiefs Kingdom has its new comic book hero. Because who else looks like a dude that ought to be up on stage with AC/DC, right? Like he's, and with a pet alligator. Like he fits all of the molds of the old, like, 90s guys of a Chiefs, you know, Greg Minuski or a Jared Allen type. But the kid's a football player, and there's more to him than just breaking tackles. Now, can he do it again? Can he be consistent? But you ask me what I saw. Overall, the most impressive thing to me was the vibe that is around this team, C-Dot. And that is, nobody has to say a word. Nobody has to say a word, but everybody knows what's at stake. But you don't have to say, run it back, or put it up on the wall. In fact, they shy away from it. They didn't do that last year. But everybody knows. I see it in their eyes. It's almost like an unwritten discussion. And it's really cool because everybody's on task to do it. But then I've seen some incredible improvement from guys. Drew Tranquil, Turk Wharton, the Missouri S&T minor, has had an awesome camp. And he can, if he does what he did in camp during the season and stays healthy, you're going to see Turk Wharton make some explosive plays. And then on the offensive side, to see, you know, I'm really intrigued with what Kingsley Suamaitia. Going into camp, it was going to be him and Wanya Morris. Well, he separated pretty quickly in that battle. And so that and the fact that the third level of the offense is open for business again. This is you going back to Missouri Southern and Joplin, and the favorite hamburger joints close. You're like, oh, man. You go back 2 years later, and it's open with the best burger possible. That's what this is, because the third level of the offense is open for business. Getting Hollywood hurt hurts, but once they get him back, there's going to be dudes flying all over the field, side to side and up and down.
Are you surprised that Andy's going to start a rookie left tackle? I mean, usually he likes to kind of shy away from young players. I would have guessed, if you had asked me in February who's the left tackle going to be if they don't bring back Donovan Smith, I would have said that Wanya was in line. They then are going to put a rookie out there for, at this point, a pretty established offensive line from left guard all the way to right tackle. I don't want to say Kingsley is a question mark. We just don't know at this point. But I am a little bit surprised that the young guy, and he's basically had that job since they broke OTAs. Andy has never wavered on who the left tackle for this team is. It's going to be Kingsley Suamaitia.
Yeah, he mentioned to me today, hey, Wanya's still in that battle. But, man, he's the reps that Kingsley's getting. The one thing that surprised me the other night is I thought that he would stay in there. I was just talking to Mitchell Schwartz, who's here at this event. I really thought, we agreed on this, that Kingsley would get another series. Remember the six-play drive, everybody's out of there. I thought he might keep him out there with Carson Wentz for maybe one or two more series, but they didn't. But I think that could happen this week. I could see that O-line maybe playing with Carson for a series. But go back now. They played Creed Humphrey as a rookie. I know it's not left tackle. Trey Smith, right guard, is a rookie. Go back to Fish, but Fish was the 1-1. So there's times where the young guy's been thrust into the throw of the battle. But this is really putting Kingsley in the intermediate swimming lessons the first day. There isn't any beginners for him. But he's super smart, tough. He's great down the field. It's just going to be he's going up against, I mean, the elite pass rushers in this league. And so it'll be a challenge, including Saturday afternoon is going to be big. That's going to be first and foremost what we're going to watch, is how Kingsley's going to do against those guys, and those guys are the Detroit Lions, who are mean.
Right now we're joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holtis joins us on location here. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. So Kingsley Suamaitia was a top story from preseason game number one. The kickoff rule was also a story from preseason game number one. I think it's fair to say that the officials made a mistake in how they handled the Mecole Hardman situation. It is new for everybody. I'm happy you made this mistake in the preseason to make this in the regular season, where you can cost the team a possible playoff spot, a tiebreaker, or what have you there. What is your interpretation, I guess, of the rules? How do you like the rules? I like that the NFL is trying something different. The kickoff was broken. 77% of kickoffs last year resulted in a touchback. I think that play needed some kind of juice. Maybe this is not the perfect way to do it, but I'm at least happy that the league is open to trying something different with kickoffs.
I was all about it. Talked about it all summer and on air, private conversations. But I was so mad after the Jacksonville game. I got on the plane mad. It felt like, almost felt like we lost a regular season game just because I think Jacksonville got physical and kind of pushed us around. But the kickoff rule really made me mad because I've been portraying it as the landing zone, the 20 to the goal line. No, because Cam Little was like the first-year law student who proved the case, because he kicks it a yard deep and backspins it in the field of play. So it's a live ball. Previously, that would be a dead ball. To be able to do that gives way too much advantage to the coverage team. You're not going to get returns if you allow that to happen. So now the league, if you saw me on Twitter, I gave it 24 hours, Twitter/X, and then I kind of came out. I'm like, wait a minute. This was not really the way it was portrayed and presented. I like the rule, but I almost think you got to back up the coverage guys five more yards, and then if the ball lands in the end zone anywhere, it's a touchback coming to the 30. Then you put into play the so-called landing zone between the goal line and the 20, which is, that's the way it was presented to be strategic. It's kind of fun. Watch it. What are they going to do here? but I can't give too much of an advantage if I do that and they backspins, because you're 5 yards from me. You're seeing when the ball is touched or lands. I don't. I'm looking at you thinking, how am I going to block you? In the fraction of a second that I turn and see that the ball has been caught or hits the ground, you're by me. That's what I'm seeing in all the preseason games. So they've got to, I like what they're trying to do, but it's messed up the way it is right now. They've got to tweak this and tweak it soon.
I agree, and I am going to be curious to see how much the coaches, players, and owners, how everybody is going to be on the same page. It is a new rule, so I'm willing to kind of let them work through it. Dana was just here, and Dana and I are on the same page. I don't have a problem with the rule, what I understand the rule is. I think you have to create more of a penalty for a touchback. To your point where if the ball lands in the end zone, well, I would just always kick it in the end zone. If you're telling me the worst-case scenario was they get the ball on the 30, you have no return, no injuries happen, and you can't have a big play on a kickoff. If you want to really incentivize kickoffs, then put the ball on the 40. That would then force the kicker to put the ball into play for something to happen. That's the tweak I would have.
And what's weird about it, the way the rule is now, if I kick it to the 21, it's a dead ball. You get it at the 40. So them allowing the kick into the end zone to be live, too much advantage for the coverage team, but make it strategic. Then if you kick it into the end zone, make it the 35, give them 5 more yards, back up the coverage team 5 yards to the 45, and you're going to see all kinds of stuff go on. The way it is now, if I kick it 5 yards deep in the end zone, give Cam little credit. That little kid knew what he was doing. But if I can do that and backspin it, you're not going to get returns. You're going to get a dive on it the one, or you'll get more touchbacks than you thought you were going to have. So make it a dead ball, start to tweak it, a touchback, give them more of a penalty on a touchback, put it to the 35, because I figured up, even when the Chiefs get the ball at the 30 last year, there's a 53, they scored 53% of the time when Mahomes got the ball at the 30. 17 touchdowns, 16 field goals, and 10 of the times they did not score, of the 47%, it was kneel downs at the end of the game or a half. Give Mahomes 5 more yards, the numbers go way up. So penalize the kicking team if you're...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Going to kick it into the end zone, but don't make a live back there either, because that's swinging the pendulum way too far the other way.
Right now we got Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs joining us on location here. Let's talk about the wide receiver room. It's funny because last year I'm sure you were getting asked questions all the time about Justin Ross, and now nobody's asking questions about Justin Ross, but I'm like, wait, hold on, he's better this year than he was last year. If you were excited about him going into last year, you got to be excited about him now. We talked about this all offseason. I think there's 5 wide receivers that are for sure making this team. I think McColl's going to be on this team. I think Watson's going to be on the team. And then your big 3 between Brown, Rice, and Xavier Worthy. Those are going to be on the team. There's really 4 guys maybe fighting for one spot with Ross, Tony, Nico Remigio, and Justin Ross. What do you think about this wide receiver bubble? Who do you think is going to make the team? Who do you think could possibly be on the outside looking in?
Other than the Kingsley Suamaatia story, the second one is what you're alluding to. And these next 2 preseason games are going to be huge for that. So I agree with you. Obviously the top 4, with Watson being the 4th, because he just does so much. He's the Mike Dana, kind of underappreciated, of the offensive side. I think McColl's got a shot, but I would almost put him in with those other guys. Remigio who had been like the best option on kickoffs, really struggled the other night. Nico's got to have a big afternoon on Saturday against the Lions to get jump back into the fray. Justin Ross. Now, this Justin Ross was a little bit of a byproduct of our Chiefs social team because they can't wait to put last year. They're putting up one-handed grabs on the sideline in one-on-one. Okay, that's it's not realistic. Like, so put up team plays, 11-on-11. And so, actually, I think he's been better this year.
I agree.
Than a year ago. But the social team's not putting him on there every day, and everybody's going crazy and crashing Instagram because you're not putting off one-handed, you know, underhanded grabs by Justin Ross that really aren't real life. But Sky Moore, in this discussion, where's he? I think there's four, and then I think they're going to keep seven. And you can keep seven. Now, where you're going to rob a person is on the defensive side, because I'm also going to keep four tight ends. I think that's very real to have Irv Smith be a fourth tight end. Okay, Carson Steele enters the discussion because if he becomes a fullback, halfback slash guy, then maybe you only have three tight ends. But you can still keep seven wide receivers, four tight ends, three running backs, nine offensive linemen, two quarterbacks, and the three specialists. That's 28. That leaves you 25. And you're going to rob somebody on the defensive side, but without a Menahou, you could go nine up front, six in the middle, and then that leaves, what, 10 on the back end. And that's some combination of safeties and corners.
In terms of roster math, is it possible that Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't make the team? Because I'm just looking at it. We know that Pacheco's going to make it. Now with Clyde Edwards-Helaire out all this week for practice, not 100% sure why he's not there. Carson has gotten a lot of those second-team reps. They seem to like Denaric Prince on this team. Is it possible? You didn't make that much of a financial commitment to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Is it possible that maybe he's on the outside looking in?
And didn't practice again. Mm-hmm. There's some mystery there. I mean, to your point... Yeah, I'd be ridiculous to say no, he's a shoe-in, especially with being hurt and then going through the issues that he talked about, which he was very candid. I appreciate him. He's a good dude. But the other thing we also have to discuss is the days have changed of the 53-man roster being, oh, my gosh, it's in concrete. It's really a 69-man shell now. So you have this tertiary shell of 69 humans, and then, like, the nucleus of the atom is the 53-man roster. But the protons and neutrons of those 16 guys outside of the nucleus can come in and out and in and out week by week by week. There's certain limits to it because after, I think, four, you have to put them on the 53. But there's also guys you can protect that are veterans in that 16-man shell. So even if Clyde is not healthy and ready to start the season, doesn't make the 53, to answer your question affirmatively, it doesn't mean he's off the team. He could be in that 69-person shell as a protected veteran.
I've got two questions I want to ask you before we get out of here. One question is about the defensive side. I caution this because I know how people are going to hear this, and I don't mean it this way. But it wasn't that long ago the Chiefs fans felt like Sneedy was a top-five corner in the league. They then lose a top-five corner in the league. And no one seems to be that concerned that he's not on the team. Now, I know Trent McDuffie is an all-pro, but last year this team was able to do a lot defensively because you had Sneed who could guard anybody in the National Football League, and it allowed Trent to kind of roam around and do a lot of different stuff. I just find it a little hard to believe that you can lose a player of that caliber the way he played last year and not feel any effects of it on your defense. Now, can Nazi Johnson step up? Is Joshua Williams going to step up? Is Jalen Watson? We all know the names of players, but you got big shoes to fill from what I saw Sneed do last year. If you're telling me Tyreek Hill's the best player in the league, nobody thinks that, but if you're telling me he's the best player in the league, I saw a Chiefs player physically manhandle him on the line of scrimmage. They don't have a single guy that can do that on their team right now.
Did you ever break up with a girl?
Of course.
Did she ever break up with you?
Of course.
Okay.
That happens more often than the first one.
Okay, just think at the time before the breakup, you're going, this gal's really awesome, man. I love spending time with her. She's great. Then she breaks up with you, you're going, I don't know what's going on with that girl. She's messed up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of that. Like, they look different. But I love L'Jarius Sneed. He's good. I lose sleep over a lot of things. In fact, my sleep at camp is my, like, Andy Reid. Like, get up at 4, you can't go back to sleep. There's 1,000 things on your mind, 1,000 things to do. So you just start, okay, I guess I'll get up. That's kind of the way St. Joseph is for me. But one of the things I don't lose sleep over is that. And the reason, there's a whole bunch of answers here. This is not an apples to apples switch out from Snead to the names you mentioned. It's a whole bowl of fruit, with the closest apples to apples being Shamari Connor. Shamari Connor's had a really good camp. I did a feature on him on the shows that I was doing from camp this week. Virginia Tech really, really prepared him for his role here. And I'm going to give Veach and his staff credit, because they were able to see what Tech did with him. They had him in the role he's playing here his last 2 years of college, and he talks about it. So it's not a – it's kind of a quick learn for him. But all the names you mentioned are in the bowl of fruit. Couple that with the fact that with Steve Spagnuolo's scheme, he is doing so many different things with his creativity of who's lining up where, who's coming from where, the corners tackle, the safety's got to cover, and they do that. LeJarius Snead made great plays. I'm not going to say he's not a good player, and his play against Zay Flowers is legendary in the AFC Championship game. But I lose no sleep over that part of losing him, because I see what they're doing, both structure, personnel-wise, and scheme and approach.
I'll get you out of here with this. You and I spend a lot of time during the year talking about the division. All three teams have gone through something major has happened. The Chargers have. I think that Harbaugh's proven he's one of the five best coaches in the world. I know he had the success in college, but every single place he has been, he has won. You now give him a top 10 quarterback in Justin Herbert. The Broncos have a new starting quarterback with Bo Nix. The Raiders appear to be a team that is in a little bit of a transition, trying to figure out what they want to do. Got a new head coach with Antonio Pierce. The Chiefs are by far and away the favorite in the AFC West. I'd suggest that one of those other three teams is probably going to be a little bit better than people think.
Maybe all three. I wouldn't put it past them to all three show some significant movement forward. Plus, we've got some new cast of characters in the AFC. I think Houston's for real. I think they're loaded. When you look at Nico Collins, and now you got Diggs, and Tank Dell's healthy, and I think C.J. Stroud might be the best of all these young quarterbacks that everybody wants to make Mahomes. And then defensively, man, they're flying around. Danielle Hunter, they got dudes. And I think D'Amico Ryans is a really good coach. I think Houston's for real. I think Jacksonville will be better. I saw that on Saturday. You get a glimpse at their roster and what they're doing. So I think there's some new folks that will challenge in the AFC, but I think the whole division will – I mean, you have good coaches in the division, and they're gonna push forward. So, yeah, you got to win the division first. You got to focus in, and just because you won it 8 in a row doesn't mean you get the birthright to win it 9 in a row. It's on, but I will tell you the Chiefs are better. This is a better team than they were a year ago. Because I asked this question, we'll do this discussion again before the season starts probably. You think the Chiefs are going to go 4-4 at home? You think the Chiefs are going to go minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway? Think the Chiefs are going to have 45 drops and the third level's open for business again? Just put all those things and put it and go, maybe not. Think they're going to have to face a December where they had to face five straight opponents with 9 or 14 days rest? No. I'm telling you, it's on. It's on. But the rest of the division will be better. I agree with that. But so are the Chiefs.
I'm with you. I think the Chiefs are better, too. The biggest thing for me is a team that has Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they finished 17th in points scored last year. This team will 100% finish top 10 in scoring this year. And with that defense, if you got a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, that once again makes you the odds-on favorite to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Well, and there was 17th in the red zone scoring last year. Enter Jared Wiley, a 6'7 target with a 37-inch vert and radius, catch radius. The Chiefs finally have help for Kelce, especially in the red zone. The rookie class, to me, surprised me. Not just Sua Maatea, but Xavier, football player, tough. You're going, man, he's a small dude. He's a tough cat. That's a Fresno dude, right? Usually Fresno dudes are tough. And so Jared Hicks, he's good.
I like him a lot.
A lot. And they're counting on him a lot. So is Tobe. And so this group that they've got in this rookie class, not saying they'll be the 22 rookies, which are – you know, nut next world, but man, they look good. They could be the 21 class of the future.
That is Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show today. Happy to have you with us on 96.5
The
Fan.
Baby.
Absolutely. Football season is here. It's always here when I get a chance to talk to Mitch Holtz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!